98.1 KZE. On the line with me today, it's the great Jennifer Magnus. She is a B.B. King Entertainer of the Year award winner. She's a published author. She's got a new album, Hard to Kill, out last year, and she is coming to Daryl's house next Wednesday, the 20th. Jennifer, thank you for hopping on with me.
Thank you, MK. Sure. Really appreciate the support.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited to have you coming to Daryl's. Have you played in this area very much, in the Hudson Valley?
Not a ton. I have played Daryl's house a couple of times, but it's been quite a while, you know, and it certainly was pre-pandemic, let's just put it that way.
Okay, yeah, so it's been a while. You've had just the one album come out since then, right?
Since the last time I played there, I think I've had two come out, so it's been a little, it's probably been 4+ years,
yeah.
Maybe 5.
So
yeah.
What are you playing on your tour right now? Are you a mix of new and old? You're mostly focusing on the latest release?
We're doing the new one, the more current material, and we're doing a lot of the earlier material as well. So, and I'm traveling with the A-Team, stellar band. So I'm pretty excited.
Yeah,
who's
in your band these days?
Well, like I said, it's the A-Team. So Davionce Washington on drums, young fella from Detroit, brilliant drummer. Gary Davenport on bass and backgrounds. He's been with me 23 years now, maybe? I don't know. I lost count. Zach Zunas on guitar, as well as Jim Alfredson on Hammond B3 and background. So it's a pretty full, rich sound.
Awesome. Yeah, I always like to give a little bit of love to the hardworking band members. And I
appreciate
think
that.
You said you have a fellow from Detroit, I think. Are you originally from Detroit as well?
I am. And the Hammond player, Jimmy, is from Lansing, Michigan. So Michigan is definitely in the house.
Yeah. Did you get your start playing music in Detroit?
Not really. No, I got my start in Minneapolis, in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota area. But Detroit certainly has been an influence musically on me. There's so much great music that comes out of Detroit area and out of Michigan, really.
Yeah, Michigan. I mean, obviously you've got the Prince connection.
Minnesota is the Prince thing.
Oh my God, I'm so dumb.
No, you're not dumb at all. They both start with M, you know, and I've lived both places. Yeah, the Prince connection's pretty interesting, and I have a little Prince story if I can share it with you. Back
yeah.
in the day, before he had really made it, and he was, obviously he's from Northeast Minneapolis, but he was in Minneapolis. We used to ride the same city bus. He transferred a different place than I did. I went to the south and he went over to the northeast, as we called it back then. But people, before he was real famous, people locally were like, yeah, who's that guy? Like, that's not his real name. People made fun of him a lot. They were like, and I think it was because he was, even at a very young age, so obviously brilliant, so obviously talented. I think people were jealous.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, who names their kid Prince? Yeah, you know, who does he think he is playing all those instruments? Blah, 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 blah. You know, so I think there was sort of like a local level of jealousy and envy about him. But, you know, they all proved to be wrong. Prince was his real name. It was his given name. And he was definitely all that and more.
Yeah, that's crazy. So you got to see him in person a bunch of times before he really became full-fledged Prince.
Saw him a few times, and then some of the bands that he put together as well, in tiny little clubs in Minneapolis. And yeah, it's all part of the back history for me.
Man, yeah.
And, yeah.
Who else is a musical hero of yours? Who are some of your biggest influences?
You know, I would have to say Etta James.
Yeah.
I'd have to say Irma Thomas. I'd have to say, you know, B.B. King. I mean, I could keep going.
All great choices, and certainly all people that I can hear, you know, in your music, I can hear the influence coming out.
Thank you. Yeah, and then there's the soul stuff, you know, the Aretha Franklin, influence, and she's also another Detroiter. latter years, who I've become friends with, well, certainly Coco Taylor, now that's Chicago,
mm-hmm.
And then latter years, Betty Levette,
sure.
who, of course, is another Detroit gal, and we happen to actually have become friends, so...
Oh, nice.
That's exciting, yeah.
Yeah, she's put out some great records the last couple of years.
She's wonderful.
Yeah. Janava Magnus is my guest. She is playing at Daryl's House next Wednesday at the 20th. And you wrote a book. You wrote a memoir, Weeds Like Us. And you, I believe,
yes.
put out the audiobook version just last year. Did you read your own book?
I did, and I did. Yes, and I did. I'm the author. I'm the narrator. It's available in physical. It's available in digital for those folks that like to... put books in their e-reader, and it's available audiobook if you just want to listen.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's me reading it.
What was that like, recording your own memoir? Because, I mean, it was, I'm sure, some kind of difficult subject matter to write about and to revisit, and then to have to go and read it as well. Was that hard?
Yes, it was. And some of the best news, the really good news, is I've been really... given and worked very hard for a tremendous healing, you know, in terms of what I came from and what I have come through, you know, in my life. Mm. And so it's great fortune. It's really a blessing. And I'm very, very grateful for that. But I don't live in it every day. I don't live in those memories every day anymore. I don't live in what I refer to as the cuts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't live in the cut anymore. So to go ahead and reread the book, and not just reread it, but read it aloud into a microphone,
yeah,
was a beautiful reminder, actually, of how far I've come and how much grace I've been given.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was hard and beautiful. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, that's a wonderful perspective on it. So, yeah, you can read the Weeds Like Us memoir out now, or you can listen to Janava reading it to you very kindly. And, of course, check out the Hard to Kill album out now. And how long is the tour this time? Are you going to be on the road for a while?
We did a tour last week and then home for a week, and now we're coming out to the East Coast for 5 shows, starting with Daryl's House, and super stoked about that. And then back home again, because that's what it is nowadays. You go out, you come back, you go out, you come back, unless you're, you know, Taylor Swift, and you go out for 3 months, you
right.
know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a wonderful way to do it. I mean, if I were doing it, I think I'd want to do it your way. I don't have the energy for the year plus of touring. But I'd like to take a little trip out to the East Coast, do a few shows and come back. Sounds all right.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, obviously somebody in Taylor Swift's position has the ability to carry a massive infrastructure with her.
Right.
You know, so it makes it all a little bit easier.
Yeah, although, I mean, I would jump at the chance to see her at Daryl's House, tell you that.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I love the stadium shows. I love the production. But, you know, I'll take, like, for, I love Daryl's. I'm on the record as saying that Daryl's is, I think, some of the best sound quality I've ever heard at a show. So, you know, I think to see an amazing artist like you, like anybody who, you know, has just been doing it for their whole career, is so polished, so good, seeing them in a room like Daryl's doesn't get much better.
Super intimate. We love the room. Love the way it sounds. Sounds great in the house. It sounds great on stage. There's not a bad seat in the house because you can, you know, there's just good visual no matter where your seat is.
Yeah.
And that's just all those elements in the right place is a rare thing. And it's not a huge place. It's just the right size.
Yeah, and great food, too.
Yeah, by the way, great food.
Janava Magnus is my guest. Daryl's House Club next Wednesday, September 20th. Janava, thank you so much for hopping on with me for a minute here.
Thank you, MK. I really appreciate it. And I want folks to know that really looking forward to being there and really looking forward to seeing everybody again. You know, I think if we didn't learn anything else from the pandemic, we've learned that we all really need live music, and we all really need to go see it when we get the chance, because maybe the chance doesn't come back. I mean, I don't mean to sound morbid or anything like that, but we've all seen a lot go away post-pandemic. A lot of venues didn't make it. A lot of places went belly up. A lot of people stopped touring. A lot of artists, you know. Get it while you can, because, you know, don't assume that, you know, I'll catch it next time, because we just don't know.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. And, you know, we probably shouldn't assume that there will never be another pandemic either. So if you're waiting for the next tour, don't wait for the next tour. Go and see the music you want to see now.
Yeah. Plus, we have merch. We got books. I'm carrying books. I'm carrying CDs for folks that still play CDs. We got vinyl. Got the Love Wins Again, which is a Grammy-nominated vinyl. And I've got Hard to Kill in vinyl. So, you know, come on out. Come say hello.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. She's got the full band, Janova Magnus, next Wednesday at Daryl's House Club in Pauling. Thank you so much.
Thank you, MK.